KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hey, it's Nick Harcourt, and I'm here with artist and painter Daniel Peacock. I've been a fan of his whimsical retro-styled work for many years, and we've actually used some of his paintings on our Sounds Eclectic posters and most recently on a bag that we offered during the pledge drive. And today we're going to be playing excerpts of songs he selected that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project.
Hello.
Let's talk about this first song, Summertime by Jessica Hoop. Tell us what's so special about this song for you.
I was on the freeway, and it was like May, and I'm driving down, and this came on, and it was very just playful. And, some songs have a feeling of road trip. You're like, oh, great road trip song. Then it was a summer day, and it sort of said, it wasn't summer yet, but here, once I heard it, I go, oop, summer just started. Okay, my plans are laid out. I'm going to have a road trip. And sure enough, I made a little mixtape, and 2 months later, I was going up and down the coast having the greatest time. And that was like the theme song. It was really a very sweet thing, and it's so playful and just joyous, and, I get all verklempt about things. I mean, sometimes I just get emotionally so touched, and this one always makes me smile. As I get older, I find I'm more in touch with what music is doing to me. I get really emotional. I mean, I find myself getting really teary-eyed once in a while with some pop music that I used to not really judge so much. I'm more respectful and more open to the imagination of what songs are about. It really changes the tone of my painting when I am painting. The sounds would be sort of like colors to me. And colors change the eras of a painting I would do. Like some music is like, oh, this is a blues song. Oh, there's a little bit of red in the chorus. Oops, there's a bridge that feels a little yellow and back to the blue. And that's how I sometimes can experience music.
That was a song called Summertime by Jessica Hoop, a big favorite here at KCRW, and a favorite of our guest on the guest DJ project today, Daniel Peacock. Let's talk about Yellow Submarine by the Beatles, because I saw your list before we sat down to talk, and this is a song that for me, I don't really like it, to be honest with you. I'm a huge Beatles fan, and I'm thinking that it has something to do with the cartoon, which is why you picked this, or not.
Actually, this one always felt not so much of a song, but more like theater. It felt like I could see this song. And I always like the sound effects as part of the musical experience. Yellow submarine, that's why this one has always been like a seminal thing, like, oh, if I was going to make music, I would do it like that. And it opened up my taste for what I consider what you can put in a 2-minute song, a 3-minute song. The song actually, by the way, is very odd, and it is slightly disturbing. And it's not my favorite Beatles song, but it is a song that opened up music as a magical theater beyond a melody.
That was Yellow Submarine by the Beatles as we were working through some picks of Daniel's. Now, this next one is a favorite of mine. It's Serge Gainsbourg's song, Je t'aime moi non plus. Tell us about this song, what it means to you.
I was up in Hollywood Hills with a friend, and we were photographing this girl who was making a demo. and she was doing a cover of this song, and I didn't think she was much of a singer, but the song was so amazing, and I thought it was hers, and I asked, you know, who wrote this song, and she didn't want to tell me that she didn't do it. This song, it felt like it was classical music. I thought, this has to be something from hundreds of years ago put to a really nice beat. And then Serge comes on, and he sort of walks through it like, oh, here's a guy I can get behind. I mean, this guy is just, you know, smoking a cigarette and just drinking some brandy and looking at the girl. Something's going on below the desk, and he's just laying down the track.
Is that music that you would listen to when you're working, when you're painting?
Oh, very much so. That's the great thing about painting, is your ears are free. His music very much keeps me in the groove, and it really is funny how certain musics are like putting on a different pair of glasses, and the mood changes. And he just puts me in like a little sexy, groovy little man mode. My French, you know, chain-smoking man mode.
Serge Gainsbourg with Je T'aime Moi Non Plus. Our guest is artist Daniel Peacock. Now, the next song I was really happy to see on this list. In fact, I pretty much love everything on this list. It's all music that I own. And I haven't heard this one for a while, but I have a feeling I've played this on the radio through the years. It's Perry Como, Magic Moments. What a dollop of loveliness this song is. Tell us a little bit about it for you.
Oh, my God, dollop is right. I mean, when I paint, I prefer to sort of be transported into another era, and as if I could turn on 1958 Idaho and just be there for a while. And I listen to old records from the 50s, like my parents' records kind of a thing. And this guy has this bouncing little playful ice cream cone kind of orchestra going on that just makes you just put a little giddy up in what's going on.
Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
Perry Como with a little magic moment of our own here at KCRW on the Guest DJ Project with that song, of course. And we've got one more song to get to. And again, something that I personally love, a band that are a touchstone for me, always have been since the first time I heard them when I was about 13 years old, Led Zeppelin. Ramble on. Tell us a little bit about this song and maybe about Led Zeppelin.
Oh, Zeppelin is a funny thing. I gotta be honest, I didn't discover them till I was like 30. I mean, really late in the game. I sort of avoided them as a teenager, thinking, well, associating the wrong things. When I discovered them, it was them doing blues songs. I didn't know what they were all about. And so suddenly, at a sort of an adult version of my life, I was able to just really appreciate it. I'm like, oh my God. Ramble On. It's got the most beautiful connection of this pitter-patter, acoustic drums, and this bass line. And I'm a kind of an amateur bass player, and any bass line that comes in with its own melody is, you got me.
Sometimes I grow so tired, but I know I've got one thing I got to do. I ramble on. Now the time is now. Sing my song. I'm going round the world. I gotta find my girl.
Being in a secluded place alone with some blasting music is really a gift, and I'm very blessed to have been able to do that once in a while. But Ramble On and all of Zeppelin. Zeppelin is just a game changer. It just ups the energy. You know, and then it changes later on. It's like one of those songs in ninth grade. You know, Zeppelin's all about that. It starts off slow and you're holding the girl, and then it changes in the jam, and then you gotta separate and rock out, and then you have to go back together.
Mm.
Difficult to dance to.
just heard Led Zeppelin's Ramble On. That's fascinating stuff. I really want to thank you for joining us at KCRW, kcrw.com. For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject. Thanks, Daniel Peacock. Great to see you.
Thank you, Nick.